Well, wonderful Monday morning, beloved. It's great to begin a new week with you as we're moving in this, and our year is going to a close. We have, you know, less than 40, I think it is, shopping days left until Christmas. My goodness, the end of the year is closing in on us quickly. Well, today we're in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 30. Again, God's saving word for us today is encouragement. Now, in this passage, Paul reminds the Philippians that Christ took the nature of a servant. That's verse 7. And he encourages them to have the same attitude as Christ by being humble towards one another and by shining like stars lighting up the sky. That's verse 15. The chapter concludes with Paul's plan to send Timothy and Epaphroditus, two of his co-workers, to Philippi. So let's begin. Your life in Christ makes you strong, and his love comforts you. You have fellowship with the Spirit, and you have kindness and compassion for one another. I urge you, then, to make me completely happy by having the same thoughts, sharing the same love, and being one in soul and mind. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from cheap desire to boast, but be humble toward one another, always considering others better than yourselves, and look out for one another's interests, not just for your own. The attitude you should have is like the one that Christ Jesus had. He always had the nature of God, but he did not think that by force he should try to remain equal with God. Instead of this, of his own free will, he gave up all that he had and took the nature of a servant. He became like a human being and appeared in human likeness. He was humbled and he walked the path of obedience all the way to death, his death on the cross. For this reason, God raised him up to the highest place above and gave him the name that is greater than any other name. And so, in honor to the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees and will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. So then, dear friends, as you always obeyed me when I was with you, it is even more important that you obey me now while I am away from you. Keep on working with fear and trembling to complete your salvation, because God is always at work in you to make you willing and able to obey his purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect children, who live in a world of corrupt and sinful people. You must shine among them like stars lighting up the sky as you offer them the message of life. If you do so, I shall have reason to be proud of you on the day of Christ, because it will show that all my effort and work has not been wasted. Perhaps my life's blood is to be poured out like an offering on the sacrifice of your faith offers to God. If that is so, I am glad and share my joy with you all. In the same way, you too must be glad and share your joy with me. If it is the Lord's will, I hope that I'll be able to send Timothy to you soon, so that you may be encouraged by news about, I may be encouraged about news about you. He is the only one who shares my feelings and who really cares about you. Everyone else is concerned only with their own affairs, not with the cause of Christ Jesus. And you yourselves know how he proved his worth, how he and I, like a son and his father, have worked together for the sake of the gospel. So I hope to send him to you as soon as I know how things are going to turn out for me. And I trust in the Lord that I myself will be able to come to you soon. I have thought it necessary to send to you our brother Epaphroditus, who has worked and fought by my side and who has served as your messenger in helping me. He is anxious to see you all and is very upset because you heard that he was sick. Indeed, he was sick and almost died, but God had pity on him, and not only on him, but on me too, and spared me even greater sorrow. I am all the more eager then to send him to you, so that you will be glad again when you see him, and my own sorrow will disappear. Receive him then with joy as a believer in the Lord. Show him respect to all such people as he, because he risked his life and nearly died for the sake of the work of Christ, in order to give me the help that you yourselves could not give. Today's key verse is Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect children. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Jesus, grant me the nature of a servant and help me to be guided by your example of love and humility in my relationships with others. I proclaim that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. Join with us tomorrow when we'll be reading Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21, and the Apostle Paul describes the journey of faith in terms of running a race. All right. Until tomorrow then, God bless you all is my prayer.